remember this. Whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whosoever sows generously will also reap generously. Paul told us that in 2 Corinthians, verse 9, chapter 6. Reverse that, back it up. 2 Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6.
Father, teach me the value of sowing generously. Everything I have is yours, for you have given me all that I have. Never let me pass by someone in need without giving them what you have given me. May I share all that I have and rejoice in doing so. Father, revive me with that fire and passion that reaches out to bring home the lost. Amen.
Today, I want you to think about it. Do you leave someone better off? Did you give of yourself today and do it with a smile? Did you walk with the downtrodden, go that final mile? Share Jesus with a stranger, tell him of his love. You'll have a great treasure which you can store above. Do you leave someone better by your presence? Do you leave someone better each day?
Today's action, so generously today. Today's treasure is found in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, 11 through 13. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in its fullness. Let the field be joyful and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the woods will rejoice before the Lord, for he is coming. He is coming to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
You can't expect the Father to bestow revival on you if you're not willing to bestow his love on others. Leave someone better off today than when they met you. Whether it's a kind hand, a kind word, a kind smile, buy them a meal, help them out, change a tire. Leave someone better because they met you, and therefore they got to meet Jesus.